This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for September 28th. I'm Paul Plack. President Obama yesterday afternoon signed the Small Business Recovery Act, a bill of economic measures which includes bonus depreciation tax credits covering many small aircraft. Gamma is optimistic it will help revive not only the sales of small aircraft, but sales of parts such as engines and avionics. Hawker Beechcraft CEO Bill Boyster issued a letter to employees announcing the company plans to lay off 350 salaried workers. Quote, "The market for new production aircraft is not improving as we had hoped," unquote. Boeing received the Governor's Business Expansion Award from Enterprise Florida at the Governor's 2010 Business Diversification Awards ceremony in Tallahassee last Wednesday. Boeing says it has completed production of the first Royal Australian Air Force FA-18F Super Hornet with the capability to be converted into an electronic attack aircraft. AirTran Holdings Incorporated, the parent of AirTran Airways, announced yesterday it will be acquired by Southwest Airlines in a transaction valued at more than $1.37 billion. The Mexican Ministry of Defense has signed an agreement with Eurocopter for the purchase of six EC-725s. That makes a total of 12 now on order. Avadyne says its new DFC-100 autopilot may be certified in a few weeks. Integra Release 9.3 has no announced certification date, but will include synthetic vision. And if you need a place to meet with associates, try Jacksonville International Airport. It now has a nice conference room for rent. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jim Campbell starts a multi-part interview with Phil Boyer about his long cross-country aviation vacation and what he learned along the way. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.